This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 12/8/2020, and this is show number 171. Well, Nick, a new week is ahead of us. We got markets pulling back. What's the deal?
Yeah, we got a little bit of a minor pullback today. I don't think we could make too much out of it. This type of action is common after a big rally like we saw last week. Last week, we just were up and away. We had a major rally on our hands, and it was quite robust. But today, we are definitely seeing a little backing and filling. Normally, we get a Monday pop, but there are a couple positives out here. You do have the NASDAQ composite up today about 0.4%. The Russell 2000 is up about 0.2%. Meanwhile, you have the Dow Jones down about 0.5%, with the S&P down about a little over 0.1%. So it's a little bit of a pullback. I think it's healthy overall to see that. You don't want to see markets go up in a straight line. If that does happen, they'll go parabolic and then they'll come down pretty sharply. So this is not bad today.
All right. Well, it's to be expected. I mean, that was kind of a bang up week last week. And I don't know what the market's trying to tell us. What about the election hangover effect? What is going on with that?
Well, I mean, we have to look and you know, every day we're getting some new talk about, the fraud that took place during this election. And it doesn't get really reported in the media, but, you know, this is definitely very, very important. So we'll see how it plays out. And just so everybody knows, the reason why it's important for the markets is just because we have two completely different types of policies that will take place. So, again, that's going to be very, very important. And we'll see if we get some kind of final decision here on who is going to be the president of the United States soon.
Yeah, well, I think they have to decide sooner rather than later. But, man, I don't know if you saw that video or not in Atlanta. That was pretty damning.
I did see that. And now, you know, there's other videos. There's thousands of affidavits that have been signed by people around. So, I mean, the evidence is starting to come forward and we're starting to see a lot of this. So we'll have to see. It's probably going to go to the Supreme Court, I would think, and we'll see what comes out of it there.
Hey, so I saw you on Bill Power's show the other day and Mining Stock Education. You were talking about the coming year of volatility.
Yeah, I think we're in for a real barnstorm of volatility. If you notice, if you take a look at volatility this past year, in June, or I should say better yet, in March of 2020, we're at 85 on the VIX. Now volatility in June went as high as 44. Then we went, I believe recently in October, up to around a little over 40. Now the VIX here is around, you know, the low 20s, 21. So I think we could still pull back on the VIX, but I do think 2021 is going to be a lot of volatility involved. And I think that's the trade of the year. And I said that to my own trading group. I said, you know, we're going to play this a couple of different ways. And again, I'm setting everybody, all my members up for a end of year gathering where I tell them my forecast for 2021. And I usually tell them my best trades, and the VIX will definitely be one of them.
Interesting. Well, hey, if you're talking about volatility, it's the VIX. The key is the VIX is, I would call it, a hit and run index.
That's right.
You take your you see your profit, you take it right away, because it's ironic that the volatility index is probably the most volatile index that there is.
Yeah, no pun intended. So when that thing, I call it a spike index, because it will spike and you'll get, you know, sometimes a 5 to 10, 12 trading days out of it, maybe, and then it comes crashing back down. So you got to know when to hit it, but the profits that you can make if you do it right are just absolutely astronomical. So that's one of the reasons why I'm interested in it, but, you know, because it is fast money. So, you know, just understand it will move very, very quickly. I have some nice ways of playing it. I'll be revealing that at the end of the year. And again, I think that's going to be the play for 2021.
I'm inclined to agree with you. I think whatever happens, and with the geopolitical situation, with things that are unfolding in China, et cetera, it's going to be one of those years that we, you know, you think 2020 was insane. Just wait till 2021.
I agree 100%. And, you know, I like to model things out. That's something that I've done very, very well over the years in this business. I've learned how to model things out. And then sometimes you have to shift the model a little bit as things unfold. It's never going to be perfect, but I like to have a blueprint going into each and every trading year. And that is what I am seeing for 2021, lots of volatility.
All right. Well, we'll be watching it with you. Gold and silver. When I woke up this morning, I looked at the overnight gold trading. It was down about $6, and silver was down 55 cents. And now I didn't watch it for about an hour or two. I didn't look. And now I'm just looking at the spot prices. Gold's up $27 the ounce, heading towards 1900. Silver's up 47 cents the ounce. This is spot.
And, yeah, gold. Yeah. Well, gold's having a good day. It's shining today. There's no doubt about it. You have the GLD, which is the gold ETF, up $2.70. That's a gain of 1.5%. That's at right at $175. If you look at gold futures right now, they're up about 30 points, trading at 1870. And I do think 1900 on this run is in the cards. I do think we're going to probably stall there, though. So I think there's another $30, maybe $35 in gold futures. And then you have silver. Silver's been very, very strong, acting really, really well. That's up another 2.23%, the 54 cent gain in silver futures today. And then you have the SLV up 44 cents, which is about 1.9% gain there. So I have to say, precious metals have really been defended here, at least near term. So good run, and there's probably a little bit more upside in the short term. But longer term, I think there's more backing and filling. But near term, I do think that 1900 in the gold futures will be tagged.
All right. So you think that, so you're not seeing like 1900 being support for gold, or at least 1850 and what, $24 for silver, $23 support? You think I'll break it next time?
Well, silver is a little bit tougher because it can be a bit more volatile. The moves are a little, even though gold is very dramatic in its movement. I like to go off of the gold price a little bit better. I just think it's easier to chart sometimes. And right now, I think if we come back down and test the lows that were made basically on the 30th of November, then we'll probably see gold futures get down to 1700. But I think at the moment that $1,700 area is a wall of support. So that's going to be where I'm going to step in to gold futures. I'm also going to step into gold miners, probably around the $31 level. So I think there's a monster retrace level there. It's a 50% retrace from the March lows. There's lots and lots of support around the 31, 3150 level for gold, for the GDX, which is the gold miners. So it's a great level if you want to get involved. And I do think, you know, if we get back down there, that would be the spot. Right now, gold's holding up really well. There's no real issue yet. It can still go higher.
All right. Well, I think we will leave it at that. Make sure you go over to inthemoneystocks.com. You want to sign up soon to get Nick's year ahead view of things when that comes out at the end of the month. The Twitter feeds are at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Email is kl@kerrylutz.com for your comments and feedback. And keep posting to the YouTube channel. We do look at them. And Nick, we will catch up and we'll start again tomorrow.
Yep, sounds great, Kerry. Thank you.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.